Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Laura.
Okay, Laura, I need some advice.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, well, I'm learning how to draw.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I'm getting any better at drawing.
How about you draw me a picture?
Okay, I'm going to draw a picture of a dog.
Okay, a dog.
I spent quite a long time on it, so... Okay, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
I'm taking lessons. I'm paying money for this, okay? So you must give me your
very honest...
Opinion,
right? And feedback.
Okay,
show me.
So, what do you think about my drawing?
You said that's a dog?
Yes, a dog. Does it look like a dog?
Wow, look at the time! I think we need some time to think about if this drawing's okay or not. But for now, let's get started on our TOEIC article.
What?
Reading. Discussing a performance review.
Have you gotten the results of your performance review back yet?
Yes, I spoke to the managers this morning.
How did it go?
Well, I guess it was okay. I'm not really satisfied with the results, though.
Do you mind if I ask why?
Not at all. In fact, I'd love to vent for a few minutes if you have time.
Sure, go ahead.
I was hoping that they would recognize how much effort I put into my recent marketing pitch.
Yes, I remember how hard you worked on that.
In the end, they didn't bring it up at all. Instead, they focused on the couple of times I've been late this month.
Do they know you've been visiting the doctor?
Yes, though that didn't seem to make much of a difference to them.
That is upsetting. I'm dreading my own meeting with the managers this afternoon now.
With any luck, they'll be kinder to you than they were to me.
I doubt it. I was late 3 times last month.
Okay, so Dana begins our conversation today by saying, "Have you gotten the results of your performance review back yet?" Okay, let's take a look at our first vocabulary word for today. Performance. P-E-R-F-O-R-M-A-N-C-E. Performance. Okay, so your performance refers to how well or how badly you do something.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a few minutes ago, I asked Laura about my performance. You know, how well did I draw? And I asked her what she thought of my drawing, but she didn't reply me. What did you think? How was my performance?
Let's first take a look at this word performance. Performance 是个名词，就是表示工作或者是像是测验的成绩啦、表现或是水平的意思。它的动词是 perform， 同样也有表现的意思哦。所以刚刚课文提到的是，哎，一开始 Dana 就说，哎，你拿到考绩结果了吗？
Okay, so here's an example sentence for the word performance.Sean spends all his time playing computer games, so his performance at school has been very poor recently.
That's really bad. 而且其实呢，在一间公司呢，不只在学校哦。A supervisor will evaluate each employee's performance.
Yes.
主管会评估每个员工的表现。那如果员工有好的工作表现呢？哎、so we can say employees with strong job performances. 可是如果有人表现不好，可能就会 get fired， 就是会炒鱿鱼。For example, I could say Joanna was fired for poor job performance.That means she was fired for doing her job badly. Okay.
No.
那刚刚 Angeline 老师有补充 performance 可以用在学生的课业的表现。那我们也可以用 a student's academic performance 来表示他成绩好不好啦。
Right. And we also saw the word review, right? Performance review. Review, R-E-V-I-E-W. The noun review refers to the action of carefully looking at or examining something to see the quality, okay, how good something is. For example, the reviews of this movie are quite good. We should watch it.
Oh, great. OK, review 呢在本课是当作名词来用，有这个审核啦或是审核的意思哦。So say if we are getting a pay or salary review,、mm-hmm. that's just a review of an employee's work and performance by an employer to decide how much his or her pay or salary should be increased.
Yes.
OK. 或者呢 review 就是像刚刚 Angeline 老师说它有评论的意思，像是我们常常会看到 book or movie reviews.、
Mm-hmm. So going back to our article,、mm-hmm. Dana is talking about a performance review, right? So
right.
a performance review, like Laura said,、mm-hmm. tells a worker how well they are doing at their job.
所以这里的 performance review 合起来就是绩效考核的意思啦。
Okay, so Robin replies and he says, yes, I spoke with the managers this morning.、Mm. You'll notice another vocabulary word in this sentence, manager, M-A-N-A-G-E-R. A manager is a person whose job is to manage part of the company. What does that mean? Well, they take care of the different things in a company.For example, a sales manager、mm-hmm. has to manage or take care of the sales department, that department, okay?、
Yes.
And that means the manager has to make sure the company is making money, making sales, right?
Uh-huh.
And they also have to find solutions to problems and to make sure everything runs smoothly、
That's、
in that department.
That's so important to have、mm-hmm. good managers in a company.、
Yeah.
Okay, 所以呢 Robin 就回答说、哎、有啊早上跟经理谈过了。经理来学习一下就是 manager OK 那其实刚刚 Angela 老师说 manager 要干嘛当然就是管理或是经营一间公司这个动词我们要用 manage OK 那如果一间公司管得不好我们当然可以说 that company is badly managed、嗯、OK So 我们刚刚又看到了 department 这个字就是部门、嗯、那其实我觉得一般大家比较害怕的就是遇到恐怖主管会怎么样 micromanage、嗯、那 micro 就是微小所以很小的东西都会管很多的意思通常是不好的意思所以如果我常说像是比方 Jack is really a micromanager That means Jack 就是爱管东管西的意思管太多
I hate micromanagers Okay Let's use manager in an example sentence.、
Mm.
My new manager is good at dealing with conflicts.
Wow, I want to get to know this manager,、mm-hmm. right? 所以新来的经理感觉很棒，会怎么样 deal with conflicts, 处理冲突。
Okay, so Dana is curious to know about Robin's performance review. Okay,、
mm-hmm.
so she asks, how did it go?
Oh, 对啊、mm-hmm. 那结果如何呢
Okay, next Robin replies, well, I guess it was okay.I'm not really satisfied with the results, though. Okay,、
oh.
so he's not happy, not satisfied.
Right, satisfied with something 就是对什么很满意。可是他说的是什么呢 ？I'm not satisfied、mm. with the results, though. Though 就是可是啊，跟 but 的意思是差不多，都是通常是放在句尾。所以可是他不是很满意他的结果哎。
Okay, so Dana is obviously curious. Okay?
Right,
she wants to know why Robin isn't satisfied、mm. or why Robin isn't.Happy about his、
right.
results、
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't want to be rude she doesn't want to just say hey so what happened she says do you mind if I ask why
嗯要不然这样有点八卦的感觉哦他就是说诶那Do you mind if? 这是非常常用的问句表示哎，那你介不介意如何如何就有很多人听到这句问句的时候都会答这个 yes or no 答错哦、嗯、比方像如果说 Do you mind if I use your smartphone?、
Yes.
如果你对答案就是 yes 呢其实就是表示你介意你不要对方用你的智慧型手机、mm-hmm. 但如果你想要给他使用你就会说 No, not at all 表示你不介意他可以用
Exactly, that's actually a really good point、
mm.
Yeah. So Robin doesn't mind sharing this、right. information with Dana So he says not at all、mm. Right? In fact, I'd love to vent for a few minutes、
mm-hmm.
If you have time To vent means to talk about your feelings、mm. Express themEspecially when you're angry, okay? When you're not happy about something. Actually, Laura and I vent to each other all the time.
真的，我们真的会。OK, 好，所以刚刚有没有记得我说的，不介意要用否定，所以 Robin 不介意 Dana 分享他的 performance review, 所以他就说 not at all, 就是一点也不，完全不会哦。 Oh, OK, 那我们刚刚看到什么 vent 就是有发泄，它有其实有发泄愤怒的感觉。像是我跟 Angeline 常常会分享彼此呢可能一天不开心的事情，我们要找出口哦。OK, thanks for listening to me, Angeline. You're the best.
Of course. OK, so Dana is a good colleague, just like Laura is, OK? She's willing to listen to Robin. So she says, sure, go ahead. So to go ahead means to continue.For example, can I take this seat beside you?
Sure, go ahead. Okay, 所以 go ahead 当然就是可以呀、啊、OK, 那其实这里呢，当然 Robin 说当然可以，我还想要趁机怎么样抱怨一下，他刚刚就用 vent 这个在表示发泄哦。那其实 go ahead 还有开始什么，继续什么，比方像是 despite the bad weather, they decided to go ahead with a party.、
Mm-hmm.
所以天气不佳，可是他们决定还是要怎么样，哎，开始进行他们的派对哦。
Okay, so are you guys ready? Because Robin starts the vent. He says, I was hoping that they would recognize how much effort I put into my recent marketing pitch. Here we see our fourth vocabulary word for today, marketing. M-A-R-K-E-T-I-N-G, marketing. So the department that is responsible for advertising a productis the marketing department, okay? They think of ideas on how to sell or advertise a product.
Right, marketing 是什么呢？一定要认识一下，很重要，它就是行销的意思。我觉得一间公司的形象或者是产品的包装都需要 marketing department、
mm-hmm.
就是行销部门来帮他们去行销。像是 Apple 苹果的行销就超强的，让我每次都想要买到最新的 iPhone 哦。OK, 回到课文，他们提到就说呢， Robin 就说，哎，我希望他们可以欣赏我在行销简报上的努力。
Right, and right beside the word marketing,、mm. we see the word pitch, okay? So a pitch refers to the things、mm-hmm. people say to convince or persuade somebody to buy、mm-hmm. something or to do something, or maybe to accept an idea.
Right.
I'll get Laura to explain this word further.
Okay, 其实 pitch 呢有这个可能是推销或者是说服用途的一个简报。像如果你有看过这个电影《华尔街之狼》，可是其实好像它里面蛮多暴力的 scenes. Okay, 其实里面里奥纳多非常有名哦，因为他有提到一个卖笔的推销，说 "Sell me this pen."、
Mm.
Okay, 其实他就是一个很棒的 sales pitch.的一个 教你怎么样去卖这支笔 OK 因为他会决定呢这个顾客要不要跟你买东西哦想要知道答案的话呢长大的时候你可以去看这部电影 OK
OK so Dana knows about this marketing pitch OK so she says yes I remember how hard you worked on thatOkay, so the phrase to work on something means to be in the process of doing something, to be doing something now.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'll call you back later. I'm working on my project right now.
Okay, work on something 其实有从事什么什么或是致力于什么什么像是可能哎，有记者问明星说哎，你最近在忙什么啊哎，他如果说哎，我在拍新的电影他就可以说 I'm working on a new movie、
mm-hmm.
所以 Dana 他就说哎，我记得你非常努力准备那个 marketing pitch、欸、
Okay, so Robin continues to vent He says In the end, they didn't bring it up at all Okay, so to bring something up means to talk about something. Hey, maybe I should bring up my drawing again. Do you remember the one I drew just now?
Don't bring up your drawing again. Okay, bring something up 就是呢提出什么什么议题。哎，所以结果呢，这些主管都没有提，反而还会说什么，他每个月迟到好几次耶。
So the managers didn't bring up Robin's marketing pitch.Robin says, instead, they focused on the couple of times I've been late this month. Here we see another useful vocabulary word, instead. We use instead when we talk about one thing that is done when you have just said that something is not done. For example, I didn't have eggs for breakfast. Instead, I had cereal.
Instead 在这里是个副词它就是取而代之反而什么样什么样所以 instead 后面接的是你要做的事情它取代前面你不要做的事情所以刚刚 Angeline 老师就是说她早餐没有吃蛋 instead she had cereal 她反而吃了什么呢玉米片
Let's use instead in another example sentence I cannot afford to buy a new scooter Instead I bought a second-hand one.
所以听懂了吗？他取代的是什么呢？就是他买了一个二手的，而不是买一个新的，因为他 cannot afford.
No,
他买不起哦。Okay, so Dana knows why Robin has、mm-hmm. been late to work, right?、
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing it on purpose, so Dana asks, do you know you've been visiting the doctor? Do they know? Yeah, 其实对啊，他们知道这个，其实 Robin 有去看医生吗、
mm-hmm. Next, Robin replies, yes.Though that didn't seem to make much of a difference to them. So、mm. he's pretty much saying they didn't really care.
对啊，不过这改变不了什么 doesn't make a difference, 就是没有差。
Dana thinks this isn't fair to Robin. So she says, that is upsetting. If something is upsetting, it makes you sad and angry.
Oh, upsetting 呢、mm-hmm. 其实就是形容词表示令人难过令人不开心的或是生气哦。
Then Dana continues to say, I'm dreading my own meeting with the managers this afternoon now. Okay, so to dread something means to not look forward to something because you're afraid that something bad is going to happen.
Okay, so 我们来看一下 dread 呢，当然如果你真的已经很不开心，你一定会怎么样，很担心、mm-hmm. 害怕下午呢，他可能要跟他的 managers 去约谈，对不对？那就是跟 worried, anxious 的意思差不多，就是很担心害怕。
So Robin replies by saying, with any luck, they'll be kinder to you than they were to me. So let's take a short break for our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
Do you see that in the sky?
No, Captain. Awesome. What is it?
Why, Junior Scarlet, that's our signal. The trickster must be in the city again.
Oh no, we have to catch him.
With any luck, we will.
With any luck?
Yes.
We don't have luck?
With any luck means somebody hopes that something will happen.
I get it. With any luck means 走运的话。
Exactly, Junior Scarlet. With any luck, we can stop the trickster in time.
And with any luck, he hasn't hurt anyone yet.
Yes, we must act fast. With any luck, we'll find him quickly.
Let's go.
With any luck, there's gas in the awesome van, or we'll have to stop for gas.
Okay.
OK, 不过呢其实呢 with any luck,、哦、就是走运一点他们可能会对你比较好所以可能 Robin 觉得对 Dana 会比较好的意思啦。
Mm-hmm, but Dana doesn't think so. She says, I doubt it. I was late 3 times last month.
啊什么 Dana 原来也迟到所以他当然说 I doubt it, 就是不可能啊我上个月迟到三次。OK, that's it for today's article.、Mm-hmm. Let's now go to our For You chat.
For You Chat.
So our For You Chat question is, what is something you complain about with your coworkers or classmates? Explain.
Easy. I often complain about careless mistakes. That means mistakes that people make without thinking about them. They just make dumb. It's kind of dumb mistakes.
I know. Totally. I also hate people when they have a bad attitude and they won't admit that they did something wrong. Or worse, they don't even feel bad about their mistakes.
Oh, those are the worst.
I know. So what do you guys complain about? Let us know or tell your classmates or coworkers. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Discussing a performance review.
Have you gotten the results of your performance review back yet?
Yes, I spoke to the managers this morning.
How did it go?
Well, I guess it was okay. I'm not really satisfied with the results, though.
Do you mind if I ask why?
Not at all. In fact, I'd love to vent for a few minutes if you have time.
Sure, go ahead.
I was hoping that they would recognize how much effort I put into my recent marketing pitch.
I remember how hard you worked on that.
In the end, they didn't bring it up at all. Instead, they focused on the couple of times I've been late this month.
Do they know you've been visiting the doctor?
Yes, though That didn't seem to make much of a difference to them.
That is upsetting. I'm dreading my own meeting with the managers this afternoon now.
With any luck, they'll be kinder to you than they were to me.
I doubt it. I was late 3 times last month.
Vocabulary Review. Performance. The teacher is impressed that Quincy's school performance has improved so much. Review. The new worker's reviews are all positive, so he will probably stay at the company. Manager. The manager of the store is responsible for making sure that the other workers do their jobs. Marketing. Theo asked someone from the marketing department to create an ad for the new product. Instead. I thought about making chicken for dinner, but I decided to make steak instead.